There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. We're here, and you can take control of the airwaves to bring up anything you'd like. We've been talking about The American Sniper. It's a new movie, been taking box offices by storm, apparently shattering records. And, Derek J., you're upset about all of this. And this guy, Chris Kyle, is his name?
It disturbs me a little bit that this is what the people want. So, of course, I'm always happy to see people succeed. You know, the actor should get a lot of awards for fine acting, and the director, and
they
should
all
be rewarded
movie,
for money. Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, even from the trailers, I could tell this is probably a great movie. But
Clint Eastwood is a decent director, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm not saying, like, shame on them or they don't deserve success. I'm just saying I want to make sure that the public knows this isn't reality. There is a real man, and he's not a nice guy.
And maybe he wasn't as nice as he's made out to be in the movie, because some of the statements you're saying here that he has apparently said in this article from, where is it again?
The Guardian.
The Guardian. They're citing, you know, he said certain things that sounded pretty bigoted, sounded pretty awful, calling people in the Middle East savages, for instance.
Exactly. And he's being worshipped as a bit of a hero. And anyone who sort of criticizes this man is being denounced as, you know, not a patriot, or they hate their country and stuff like that. And I just want to bring that to the table and talk about it a little bit.
I want to continue that discussion here in a moment, and we do have more from the Guardian piece, I believe. But first, we also have Aaron on the line, because this brought up a larger conversation. Somebody called in listening on Talk Radio 850 in North Carolina, talking about supporting the troops, etc. And Aaron, you were in the middle of something with Mark, and I'm not sure if everything got completed or you were able to really say what you were trying to say. So go ahead.
Mark kind of brought up that the government has assets. But all the assets owned by the government were first purchased with stolen funds from the people. Therefore, the only right thing to do with sold assets should be to give it back to the people from whom it was stolen.
Those people are dead.
Correct, but you could still give it to posterity. Dead people bequeath their assets to their posterity, supposedly.
I agree with you. I think that there's so this is a difficult situation, and I think it's worth talking about, but it's also worth coming up with a position that is palatable to those that, you know, may not understand these ideas entirely. And it seems to me that, look, I have no problem with an organization making a contract with somebody, and if they make a contract with somebody for employment, that they should do the things that they say they're going to do. The idea that you hire somebody into the military, and then, once their term's over or whatever, you're just like, oh, you got some mental problems because of the fight? Well, who cares? Whatever it is, I think that that's despicable behavior. And
they do that now.
And they do that, absolutely. So I think that the United States government, I think the United States people are largely a bunch of mouth-breathing hypocrites when it comes to the military. They say we want to support the troops, but they don't want to pay the taxes in order to do just that. So that I consider to be a real big problem.
But I see what you're saying, Mark. You're saying that that whatever the solution should be for ending the state, that it should be something that assuages some of the concerns that people inevitably are going to have. Well, what about the people on welfare? Well, what about the people who are getting these military benefits? What about all the promises that the government has made? And even though these people all made contracts with a criminal organization, and you get what you get when you make a contract with a criminal organization, and the same thing, even if you're not contracting with a criminal organization, if you contract with a gym for a gym membership and the gym goes out of business, sorry, your membership's invalid at that point. And so, you know, that if the government disappears tomorrow and all of these people can't get their bennies, well, sorry. But I understand you're saying smooth it over, make it more of an attractive presentation. That makes sense.
Well, anyone who's asking the question, what will happen to the people if, my answer is always, you'll help them. You're asking the question. You obviously care.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I mean, if people say, oh, what will happen to the people on welfare? Well, you'll help them. You're concerned about them. You're asking the question. So, I mean, obviously, we don't need the government to solve these problems if you're already concerned and willing to put in the effort to help people.
Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
I just want to put out there that people might not be so kind if it were the mob asking for health insurance for its enforcers from the store down the street.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, Aaron was calling via Skype. That's why he sounded better than the gentleman on the phones. You can also upgrade your call quality to Free Talk Live. Just use Skype on your favorite smartphone and use connect to username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first, and we will approve that.
It'll keep Ian's hair from growing gray. I mean, the guy just obsesses about sound quality. It's his passion.
Thanks. So, going on, Derek J.
Lindy West continues in the Guardian article. However, we diverge politically. I have enough faith in Eastwood's artistry and intellect to trust that he's not a black and white ideologue, or at least that he knows that the limitations of such a worldview would make for an extremely dull movie.
Eastwood claims to be a libertarian.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the same can't be said for Eastwood's subject.
You know, I want to step off for Eastwood here for a second. You remember how he got so much trouble in 2012 for having that imaginary conversation with a chair?
No, I don't
recall. Yeah, that was great.
Okay, so he at the Republican National Convention, he sort of interviewed Barack Obama, who wasn't there.
Okay.
It was an empty chair.
Ah.
And the what I'm going to call the liberal media, and I'm not saying all media is liberal. I'm simply saying that there's liberal media out there, and I think that's undeniable. They sort of painted him as nuts and stupid and just a variety of things. And I thought this was ridiculous. What you had an opportunity to see here, you know, sycophants, was one of the greatest actors of our time plying his craft in a really sort of, you get to see it in a very raw fashion.
Yeah, because it was ad-libbing too, I believe.
Right there. With it all happening in a funny place, right? Like, it would be difficult to stand up in this room full of all these people and just kind of do this thing that no one expected you to do in this way that he did it. I thought that, you know, agree or disagree with whatever what he was trying to say in every single question, I certainly didn't agree with everything he said.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually a libertarian. He's one of those guys who calls himself that.
Well, I think he's a libertarian-ish, and I'm a big tent guy. I'm willing to take anybody who uses the term, and then I will talk to them about positions that I think that they may be anti-liberty on.
Yeah.
I believe in using the term as a lever to push the ideas, and if somebody wants to use the term, excellent. We'll talk about where you're falling short when you use the term libertarian.
Probably you won't be conversing with Clinton, though, anytime.
Probably not. I mean, but he could roll in here any old time, right? But I thought, anyway, I thought that was a wonderful little piece of acting.
So Clint Eastwood obviously sees the world in shades of gray, not as black and white as some folks, but Chris Kyle, it seems, does see the world in black and white, mm-hmm. and so do many of his fans. As Laura Miller wrote in Salon, quote, in Kyle's version of the Iraq War, the parties consisted of Americans, who are good by virtue of being American, and fanatic Muslims whose, quote, savage, despicable evil led them to want to kill Americans simply because they are Christians.
Yeah, it wasn't because the Americans were over there bombing them to death. No, that's not why.
any Americans that were killed by any Iraqis in that decade were killed because they were in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really the problem. If you send a bunch of armed people over there and some of them get killed, you don't really get to get indignant about it.
Adds Scott Foundas at Variety, quote, Chris Kyle saw the world in clearly demarcated terms of good and evil. An American Sniper suggests that such dichromatism may have been the key to both his success and survival on the battlefield.
Absolutely.
Doubt is akin to death.
The mindset of soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, or whatever, that are dealing with their situation is a product of what it is that they're in a situation they have to do. Or have to. I think that mostly they have to do it. They could just choose to go to the brig, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Eastwood, on the other hand, Foundress says, quote, sees only shades of gray. An American Sniper is a morally ambiguous, emotionally complex film. But there are a lot of Chris Kyles in the world, and the chasm between Eastwood's intent and his audience's reception touches on the old Chappelle's Show conundrum. A lot of white people laughed at Dave Chappelle's rapier racial satire for the wrong reasons, in ways that may have actually exacerbated stereotypes about black people in the minds of intellectual underachievers.
Hold the rest of that. We'll come back with more of the analysis. We're still at The Guardian, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll come back with that, and your calls are welcome here. Join in the discussion, and you don't have to be on topic. You can always bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And username LRN.FM on Skype.
At a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here on the radio to talk about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM.
if you need the common legal documents that life seems to throw at us, I mean, you're just going to need some of these things. You don't have to like it. You just got to live with it. They've got them at LegalZoom.com, and they've got them at very low rates over there, comparative to, say, hiring an attorney. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. What they do is they ask you questions, and then they fill out the document for you in that fashion. They make it fast, easy, inexpensive. I've done my will over there. And if you don't have a will, you really need one. And the list of things that they can do is just exhausting. So, for instance, divorces, immigration paperwork, bankruptcies, disability benefits, DUI, DWI paperwork, wills, living trusts, trademarks, whatever you need, they've got it at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. That's a nice little spiff for you. Coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, at LegalZoom.com.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the American sniper, Chris Kyle, and learning a little more about him. I didn't know anything really about the guy. I'd heard something about the movie existing, and I came into this entire episode totally ignorant. So, Derek J., thank you for helping to explain the situation and to whoever the author is at The Guardian that you're citing.
It's my pleasure. The article author is Lindy West, and he or she, I'm not quite
hard
sure.
Hard to say was, with that name. Was, could be a male.
Right. Was writing about, in the last segment, about the Chappelle Show factor, about how, you know, Dave Chappelle made parodies or caricatures of black stereotypes, and then a lot of stupid people watched the show and thought, yeah, that's what black people are like, and it sort of reinforced these wrong stereotypes.
I don't know whether I agree with that assumption.
I heard that was one of the reasons he quit doing the show.
Well, it was just an example, so maybe that didn't happen, Mark, but the point that this author is trying to make is that Clint Eastwood took a character who is probably a bad guy, but then made him shades of gray, like mixed in some moral ambiguity in this. And so a lot of the people watching the film are like, rah, he was great. We love this hero. So the factor is the same.
Right. I guess, so what I don't agree with is that you're going to do your art, whatever your art is, and people are going to interpret it in whatever way people interpret it.
Yep, that's right.
And I don't think that there's anything right, wrong, or indifferent about that. That's just what it is, you know, like if your art is too high, is too subtle for people, I don't think you should stop doing it based on that.
Hmm. Well,
we don't know how subtle this was, right? None of us have seen the movie.
I've seen Chappelle.
We're talking about Clint Eastwood, though, primarily here.
According to the article, Lindy says, The U.S. right wing appears to have seized upon American Sniper with similarly shallow comprehension, treating it with the same unconsidered rah-rah reverence that they would the national anthem or the flag itself.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few weeks into the release, the film has been flattened into a symbol to serve the interests of an ideology that, arguably, runs counter to the ethos of the film itself. How much, if at all, should Eastwood concern himself with fans who misunderstand and misuse his work? And you say, Mark, not at all. If he, intentionally or not, makes a hero out of Kyle, who, bare minimum, was a racist who took pleasure in dehumanizing and killing brown people, is he responsible for validating racism, murder, and dehumanization?
Well, I think that that's more interesting because at that point you're talking about art, but it's portrayal of real life. And if he minimized these things, then he's essentially lying. That's lying, not art.
You have artistic license to misuse and change facts.
I don't
feel
that way.
More interesting story.
I never feel that way when you start using names of real people.
But that's how you make $1 million and make the biggest grossing film ever.
Well, here's the point of clarification here. It's only lying if you know what the truth is, right? So if Eastwood is presented a script, did he write the movie? I don't know if he did. I doubt it. Right?
Like, I don't know the answer to that question.
So if Eastwood is presented a script, and he reads the script, and it's about this, you know, heroic sniper who and doesn't mention any of the racist aspects of this guy. Should Eastwood be responsible for doing his own research and trying to learn more about the subject of the movie that he's being presented with? Is, hey, can you direct this?
I think you should be able to do a there's a reason. If you're going to do weeks and weeks on set directing something, you're responsible for a few hours worth of research. Now, this question also comes up on Free Talk Live. For instance, I manage the Facebook page probably more than anybody, and I'll repost memes now and then that I see that I like. Mm-hmm. And in the course of years of managing the Facebook page, I have reposted some memes that are incorrect. I remember clearly there was one that was comparing like a European police car to an American police car, mm-hmm. and like the European police car was like covered in bright, fluorescent stickers and that sort of thing, and the American police car was a black Dodge Charger,
uh-huh.
and basically the indictment of it was this: look, in Europe, police are obvious, and they're here to help you. In the United States, they are revenue collectors disguising themselves as people with more money than sense or something. Yeah, I'm not sure what they what the idea is. All the Dodge Charger people out there, I love your car. I just wouldn't pay the kind of money for it and the gas mileage on it. But I felt bad when somebody showed me, posted a rebuttal to that. I didn't know exactly what to do. I never know what to do in those circumstances, because this really does happen. Sometimes these memes will get hundreds of thousands of views. Should I pull it down if it's inaccurate? I don't know the answer to that. Mm. I mean, anybody who wants to look at the meme can just go ahead and read the thread. The top comment says, this is bullcrap. You know? And I basically, what I do in those circumstances is I like the response that debunks the meme, but I don't pull it down.
Well, you can also make an edit. That would be something.
Yeah, that's an idea. I think I have done that too.
Yeah. That is essentially the question that this author is asking. Is he a propagandist, Clint Eastwood, if people use his work as propaganda? That question came to the fore last week on Twitter when several liberal journalists drew attention to Kyle's less Oscar-worthy statements. Quote, Chris Kyle boasted of looting the apartments of Iraqi families in Fallujah.
Wow. What a guy.
Quote, kill every male you see. Retaliation.
It sounds like the terrorists in Paris last week.
Hmm.
That's what they were saying. Well, they weren't killing the women. They did kill one, but not in their intention.
So those are his statements. Retaliation from the right-wing Twitter sphere and was swift and violent, as Kalik documented in an exhaustive post on Alternet. Quote, move your America-hating butt to Iraq. Let ISIS rape you and then cut your deleted head off.
Okay.
Effing media.
Plenty of
Muslim
American soldiers.
There's a lot of words I can't say.
Plenty of American soldiers who've committed rape as well. I'd like to point that out.
Well, I also think that this is really just the most simple of arguments. Is you don't like America and it's the flag and it's soldiers? Well, get the hell out!
Yeah, but
what the heck is that?
The thing about Twitter is you can tell the person who wrote this is a rather unassuming-looking mom named Donna.
Donna can still be a simpleton.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on the American Sniper coming up on Free Talk Live.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, 855-450-FREE, the live edition of Free Talk Live. It's a holiday for some people, but we don't take days off here. We're here 365 days a year with live content 3 hours a night. And, of course, if you're not able to listen live, you can always listen later on at your leisure at freetalklive.com. Something else you can do through our website is hook yourself up with a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. From BuzzBox.
Yeah, this coffee is shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. I challenge you to, you know, your money back for a free pound of coffee. You just go try it. It's some of the best coffee you're ever going to taste at BuzzBox, BuzzBox Coffee. It's at coffee.freetalklive.com. What they do differently, however, is they give us the opportunity to give money in the form of microloans away to people who need it around the world. Because human freedom's great, but you have to have something. You have to be able to survive in order to enjoy it. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping on the pound, but we'll send it to you. You can cancel the subscription anytime. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So did Clint Eastwood, in making this movie, American Sniper, know that this guy was a racist scumbag? That's one of the questions here. And certainly the story here at The Guardian.
And should you never do a movie about a racist scumbag?
Well, I mean, yeah, there have been some great movies about racist scumbags, like American History X, where the racist scumbag turns into a caring human being in that movie. I enjoyed that transition. But, no, there's nothing inherently wrong about making a movie about a racist scumbag, as long as I think they're portrayed in the appropriate light. And if we're painting over a veneer of good guy hero on top of racist scumbag, that's certainly a problem. But whether or not he did it knowingly, I think, is another question. Because if he did it knowingly, then he is engaging in deception. But if he just, if he believed the stories that this guy was just some kind of hero soldier and he wanted to make a dramatic film about that, then that's not the the same thing as purposefully misleading an audience. And we don't know, you know, we don't have the ability to interview Clint Eastwood, nor, you know, do I really care to.
It's not like you called him today, though. You could have called.
I don't know Clint Eastwood, Mark. I don't know his agent. Sorry, that's not true. Anyway, going on.
So what disturbed me so much about this film is the way people are reacting to it. And we can see, like, this woman, Donna, on Twitter, said some very vile things.
Or someone claiming to be Donna.
Right. But
it's
regular
a first
folks,
name.
Regular folks are saying some very nasty things to truth tellers who point out that Chris Kyle wasn't all good. And just another example.
Oh, yeah, you can't point out that a hero, I mean, this hero could possibly be a fallible human being.
Yeah, one man says, you know, we'll bring you over to ISIS and give you to them. Another person says, waterboarding is far from torture, explained an army pilot named Benjamin. I wouldn't mind giving you two a demonstration, he says.
Wow.
If it's, okay, whatever.
The Patriots go on and on and on. They cannot believe what they're reading. They're rushing to the defense of not just Kyle, but their country, what their country means. They call for the rape or death of anyone ungrateful enough to criticize American hero Chris Kyle.
And this is what I think that is really the problem is that, I mean, this unthinking lockstep thought process that comes with, you know, talking about one's country. This isn't just the United States, but I think, but it seems like the United States might be a little more so than other places. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well,
I've never been patriotic.
Certainly the most invasive of all the countries in the world.
I mean, most successful at it. Yeah. I think that there are plenty of countries that would like to do it. The United States has been successful at it, mostly because of sort of geographic advantages and the way things went down in World War II.
Well, whether true or not, in most people's minds, Chris Kyle is good. And brown people are bad. And America is in danger, and Chris Kyle saved us. The attitude echoes what Miller articulated about Kyle in her Salon piece. Quote, his steadfast imperviousness to any nuance, subtlety, or ambiguity, and his lack of imagination and curiosity seem particularly notable. There's no room for the idea that Kyle might have been a good soldier, but a bad guy. Or a mediocre guy doing a difficult job badly. Or a complex guy in a bad war who convinced himself he loved killing people to cope with an impossible situation. Hmm. Or a straight-up serial killer exploiting an oppressive system that, yes, also employs lots of well-meaning, often impoverished, non-serial killer people to do oppressive things over which they have no control.
I have met people, more than one person in my life that has, you know, talked about going into the military, and among the reasons that they mention immediately, in some cases the first reason they give, is
legal
the ability
killing.
To kill somebody.
Legally.
Yeah. And that that's kind of what's being talked about here.
Yeah.
No one's going to defend that. No patriot is going to go out and say, well, yes, that's a good thing, because that would be...
I don't know. Maybe some of them would.
Okay. I don't think so, but okay.
What percentage? I wonder what the percentage is of people who join the military for that reason, for the reason of legal killing people. They can get away with it. What percentage?
I don't know, and I don't know...
I would expect you to know, but I'm just wondering what people who in the military who have been around these guys, who presumably the longer you're around them, the more likely they're going to let slip with some of that information, that that's their reason for being there. Just wonder what the, you know... As a military person, if you're listening, what your estimate is?
Don't you think that some people would say that in sort of to psych themselves up, but they don't really mean it to? Like, I don't believe that everybody who says that sort of thing actually means it when they say it. I think that they don't really understand what killing means. They're 17 years old.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mark.
Prattling on.
I don't know about that. I would say that anybody who makes a statement like, I'm joining the military because I want to kill people legally and get away with it, that sounds to me like somebody who likely has killed animals as a young person and is ready to move on up the chain, so to speak. I don't think that anybody that answers that question in that way is anything but a psychopath. Because usually the typical answer of why you joined the military is I wanted to defend freedom, and, you know, or my daddy did it, or, you know, things like that.
College.
Or I wanted to go to college. But if somebody actually answers that question with, yeah, I want to legally kill people, you've got a psychopath on your hands.
I think that you should be careful as that you might have a psychopath on your hands. I'm just saying that I don't think that everybody who says it means it.
Wasn't that the answer from the comedian in Full Metal Jacket, because I joined the military because I want to kill? The author of this article at The Guardian concludes, there's no room for the idea that Iraqis might be fully realized human beings with complex inner lives who find joy in food and sunshine and family.
Family and feeling. They have feelings like everybody else.
And they anguish the murders of their children. Or that you can support your country while thinking critically about its actions and its citizenry. Or that many truths can be true at once.
And I think that the killing of children, like, everybody can get that. Look, if your
not
war...
Not if they're savages, Mark.
Yeah, savages care about their children.
No. What I meant is the people who call folks from the Middle East savages, I don't think they consider their children any good either, because they're all savages to them. They're monsters. They're subhuman. They're not people.
They, I don't know what they're thinking when they say that, but they probably still believe. If you ask a person who says that, do you think those savages love their children? The answer that they obviously have to give is, yes, I do. So, when you send over your military, who was looking for weapons of mass destruction, I was alive, I remember what the hell they were looking for. Yellow cake was the terminology, they didn't find any, that makes the war a mistake. When your mistaken war goes and kills somebody's children, do you think it's possible that that might turn them into a terrorist? It might make them hate the people whose flag is on, you know, the flag upon the shoulder of the military that's done that?
For sure.
Like, maybe that puts you in more danger? Maybe the foreign policy of the United States puts you in more danger?
The article is over. The author concludes, always meet your heroes, and I would agree with that, but yeah. It's just so sad.
They usually don't pan out as perfect as you thought they were.
Well, nobody's perfect, and yeah. No hero is that. I just think that we should portray them accurately as best we can.
And the Iraq War continues.
And if you did see this movie and you'd like to, I mean, so we're through the Guardian piece, but if you have seen this film, apparently quite a few people have, and you want to comment, feel free. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I have no intention of seeing it, but if you'd like to share your experience, you're welcome to do so here. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht case coming up.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. To our founders, regular elections were crucial since they would help ensure that government was responsive and responsible to the people. Yet our founders knew that democracy alone wasn't enough to protect liberty. At times, a majority can be as dangerous as a king or dictator, and so our Constitution limits the power of the majority. As Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson wrote in 1943, one's right to life, liberty, and property and other fundamental rights may not be submitted to vote. They depend on the outcome of no elections. This principle is even more important today, with many of our laws not written by elected officials, but instead drafted or deeply influenced by outsiders who cannot be removed from office by voters. And so the Constitution limits government power because elections, while necessary for democracy, are not sufficient to protect freedom. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations from coast to coast and beyond, you want us to get more internet listeners on board with the show, then please become an amplifier for $5 per month. It's easy to do. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And it helps Free Talk Live out quite a bit. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go get all the details, and then get signed up. And thank you in advance. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com. That's A-N-P. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com. So, last week, we spent quite a bit of time on the Silk Road trial, a.k.a. the Ross Ulbricht trial. First big bombshell of the trial was that in the opening statements, Ross admitted via his attorney that he actually did create the Silk Road, point of fact, but then later claimed that he had abandoned the site. He left after it was too stressful, handing the reins over to someone else who was the Dread Pirate Roberts at that point. And then the allegation was that somehow those who were running the site were able to lure him back in and set him up to take the fall for operating this underground marketplace, this infamous black market that has now been offline for over a year, coming up on, what, probably like 15 or 16 months since the original Silk Road takedown in 2013, late 2013. Of course, the replacement Silk Road, Silk Road 2.0, was also taken down and was infiltrated by the Fed right from the get-go, as we found out.
Well, yeah, but Silk Road was infiltrated, and the feds were some of the sort of admins there.
That's correct, which is how they were able to infiltrate Silk Road 2.0 from the get-go.
If Ross Ulbricht was lured back in, he was quite possibly lured back in by the feds. Because
ooh,
he would be the easiest person to pin this on, or whatever their reason might have been. They had, in their minds, probable cause to go after Mark Karpeles, the former CEO of
Knox.
MT Gox. And it, they, for whatever reason, went after Ulbricht or whatever. I don't know what the case is.
Well, I guess we're going to find out about that as the case rolls on here, because so far they're through maybe one witness at this point. I don't even know if the defense has finished with their cross-examination of Agent Der Yegahan, or whatever his name is. He's the first he's the first witness from the prosecution, and cross-examination, I don't believe, is over. So that's going to continue. I believe the cross-examination was suspended, and the case was ended last week temporarily for the weekend, this lengthy holiday weekend, because essentially there was an objection from the prosecution. And that's where the story picks up from the Daily.com. The Silk Road trial took an unexpected turn last week when Ross Ulbricht, accused by the government of masterminding the entire operation, in turn accused former MT Gox owner Mark Karpeles of being the real man behind the online black market. Now prosecutors are urging the judge to strike much of the testimony provided by Special Agent Jared Duryegahan, who revealed the Karpeles connection during cross-examination. They claim much of the testimony was misleading to the jury and impermissible on several grounds in a cutting attempt to crack the defense's apparent strategy of pinning the charges on Karpeles, who has strongly denied the accusations of being the real Dread Pirate Roberts.
I'm sure Russ Ulbricht strongly denies them too, so what?
Dread Pirate Roberts, or DPR, is the pseudonym of the person or person who people who famously operated the Silk Road. Additionally, the government not only wants to stop all questioning of Duryegahan regarding his previously held belief that Karpeles was the man behind Silk Road, but also aims to make sure any future testimony regarding Karpeles is much more stringently evaluated before being allowed in court. During cross-examination by the defense on Thursday, Duryegahan said that his investigation into Silk Road led to Karpeles for some time. The prosecution says that despite Duryegahan's investigation into Karpeles, no evidence was found, despite obtaining a search warrant for the suspect's email inbox to corroborate suspicions that he was operating the Silk Road.
I'd love to hear his answer to, do you still think that Mark Karpeles was Dread Pirate Roberts? I want to hear what Duryegahan says to that, because he was married to the idea. He was the proponent of that.
For quite a while.
Yeah, and very easily, this username, Dread Pirate Roberts, because it's not a person, necessarily, it's an account.
It could be more than one person.
Right, it's an account on a website. So it could be operated by more than one person. For instance, on our Facebook page, Free Talk Live's Facebook page, like a dozen people can post content to the Facebook page. It usually says, I think it says the person's name who posted it, sort of in light gray if you really look, but it looks for all the world like Free Talk Live, the entity, has...
Yeah, you only see it if you're an admin. You don't get to see the name if you're the average user.
Is that so?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the Dread Pirate Roberts name in particular, and I haven't seen The Princess Bride, but apparently it's from this movie.
You
where
haven't seen The Princess Bride?
I know.
I'm shocked by that.
Inconceivable!
Anyway, it's one of these names that gets handed down from person to person. So
correct.
The name itself is suggestive that it could be any number of people, not just one person.
Correct.
Okay, you need to watch The Princess Bride this week. Really. It's really important. It's the fountain from which so many sort of ideas come. I mean, it's a fun movie, but it's an important one, too.
So the prosecution says that despite Duryegahan's investigation, no evidence was found. Despite obtaining that search warrant, Duryegahan found no connection between Karpeles and the servers operating the Silk Road Market, say prosecutors, and the connection between Karpeles and SilkRoadMarket.org was tenuous at best. Like any web hosting service such as Amazon Web Services or GoDaddy, KayleeHost leased server space to its customers for them to use in setting up their own websites, says prosecutors. I presume this KayleeHost is something that Karpeles was involved with.
No.
The fact that the defendant used Mr. Karpeles' web hosting service, to host the SilkRoadMarket.org website turned out to be the only connection that Duryegahan found between the website and Mr. Karpeles. This is the claim from the prosecution in their motion to suppress this evidence. So this is the current legal, approach that's in play. Karpeles.
I love how they'll probably get it, too. The judge just seems to support the prosecution in everything it does at this point. But you can't...
But the judge, I had heard that on day number three when this was introduced, that the judge did seem to move in the defense's favor on the initial objection on this. Now, I think that maybe the judge has allowed for the sides to write longer explications as to why this information should or should not be allowed. But it's my understanding that, like, for the first time in this case, the judge actually ruled in favor of the defense initially on this and allowed this testimony because the prosecution was claiming that this was somehow hearsay, even though it was the very same man, the agent that was on the stand, was being questioned about his own actions in the past. So we will see how that pans out. Karpeles actually aided in the investigation of Ulbricht, according to prosecutors. After the defendant's arrest, Karpeles forwarded records relating to a suspicious MTGOX account holding an enormous amount of bitcoins. Investigators were later able to tie this account to Ulbricht, said prosecutors. The prosecution has the following specific objections to Thursday's testimony by Der Yegahan. First, the defense's line of questions, quote, focused on Der Yegahan's state of mind during his investigation, and Der Yegahan's beliefs are not evidence. Indeed, an agent's beliefs often rest on hearsay, hunches, or other information that is not in itself admissible.
Well, then they can't be used as arguments against Ross Ulbricht. If they're just beliefs and hearsay, then dismiss the agent. He's incompetent to testify.
Well, I think what they're going to say is that with Ulbricht, they're presenting hard evidence, but with this Karpeles, it was just his belief system, that he had no real evidence to back his beliefs.
Okay, so when does it become evidence? When does a government agent's investigation no longer become his beliefs and a collection of information?
Well, right. I think that it's still evidence. Clear that he was investigating him. That's a fact.
But he had probable cause. And this is, I think, the most interesting part of this, is that probable cause is, to most people's minds, pretty good evidence. But I think that the United States government, probable cause just doesn't mean anything at all. It means suspicion.
Second, a few key points were made about discussions between Karpeles' lawyers and law enforcement in Maryland. For instance, Der Yegahan testified that Karpeles volunteered to give up the leader of Silk Road in exchange for immunity from other charges. The prosecution says this is
I imagine those charges had something to do with sort of the, you know, not filing the proper paperwork or whatever.
Well, didn't Karpeles allegedly rip off a bunch of people at MTGOX?
Yeah.
The prosecution says this is hearsay, however, that because Der Yegahan was not directly present for these meetings, they are inadmissible in court.
Well, then I think we should, the fact that you can't come, that the state, excuse me, the defense is going to have a difficult time coming up with a witness that's going to verify this. See, this is why I hate the adversarial legal system. I want to know whether or not Karpeles was given, immunity based on, whatever it is that he did for the government. I need to know that as a juror. As a person who's making a decision, I need to know that. But they obfuscate this stuff. They're a bunch of liars. I don't know. I mean, that's how we pronounce it down in the South. Liars.
We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts if you make the call. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.